This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A fight over land is reigniting following a recent proposal by Juneau, Alaska, as KTOO's Adeline Baxter reports.
Demonstrators gathered across from the state capitol Friday and later City Hall to protest the city and borough of Juneau's petition to annex portions of Admiralty Island. The draft petition proposes expanding Juneau's current boundaries by 1,400 square miles. It includes land surrounding Tracy Arm to the south and portions of the northern end of Admiralty Island. The Juneau Assembly approved those boundaries by a narrow vote in January 2018. Assistant City Manager Mila Cosgrove said it took the city a year and a half to get all of the application materials together. She says they're aware of Angoon's concerns, but have confidence in the process.
That's why the Local Boundary Commission exists. It's to assist neighboring areas to work out any differences of opinion about where those lines should be.
The city of Angoon has protested annexation from the beginning, calling it a land grab and saying it threatens indigenous subsistence practices and their role as the original stewards of Admiralty Island. The Angoon City Council passed a resolution Monday, once again stating its opposition. Angoon Mayor Joshua Bowen says he doesn't understand why CBJ is moving forward with annexation when the land already has some federal protections from development. Tlingit elders from Angoon traveled to Washington, D.C. in 1978 to lobby for those protections.
The attitude here is like, why do we have to keep fighting to protect this monument?
Sitka Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins joined Friday's protest. His district includes Angoon, and he says he's working with the city to send a letter of opposition to the Local Boundary Commission. Christ Tompkins says aspects of CBJ's application, like the decision to exclude Funter Bay, where many Juneau residents own private cabins, likely won't be viewed sympathetically by the commission.
The legislature can disprove whatever the LBC puts forward, and I'll certainly be exercising that prerogative if it feels warranted.
The Local Boundary Commission will do an informal review of CBJ's petition before the final version is submitted. Once the commission completes its technical review, the petition will go to the legislature for approval. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.
Frank Lemire is being remembered for his longtime work advocating for Native American issues. His family informed the public of his death on social media Sunday. Lemire was a leader in helping end liquor sales in the border town of White Clay, Nebraska, something he was involved with for 20 years. Lemire talked about White Clay in this 2017 interview on Native America Calling.
If our neighbors tell us that there's something that we do that disaffects them, that impacts them, that hurts their children, they should only have to tell us one time. That is not the case in Nebraska, and that's not the case with we as Nebraskans. You know, it impacts Lakota children, impacts a whole generations of the people.
Lemire from the Winnebago tribe was recently diagnosed with cancer. He was 69 years old. Native elders are among the thousands of athletes from across the country gathered in Albuquerque, New Mexico this week for the 2019 National Senior Games, which promote health and wellness among adults over 50. Native elder Esther Felipe received a bronze medal for the 50-meter power walk. The 89-year-old from Acoma Pueblo also carried the torch for the games. She's been running for 32 years and says being active is key in the golden years.
I maintain a big orchard. I have a garden every year, and I'm an outdoor person, and I can't just sit around and watch TV.
More than 13,000 athletes are competing in the games, which continue through June 25th. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
My day one.
Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.